but not me. And I begged and I begged and I begged and I said, please, please, please let me have a pair of party pants. Well, she finally bought me a couple of pairs. But she said, you got to save them. Because you never know. So I put them in the drawer with my step underpants. And I would beg daily, can I please wear my party pants? She said, we'll see. You can wear them, but only on special occasions. It's interesting, isn't it? What is a special occasion? Well, I was 9 years old. I wasn't going, to be a movie star. So occasionally, I got to wear my party pants. But not that often. They just stayed in the drawer and kind of molted. But, the good news is that I still have them. They just don't fit. Well, this might sound like a sad story, but it isn't, because there's a lot of truth to the fact that my parents and my grandparents needed to save things. They were going through a depression and World War II, and things were scarce, weren't they? There wasn't a lot of goods to be had. But the one thing they had was the internal goods. Boy, did they resonate with what was going on inside of them, which was a lot of humor, a lot of joy, a lot of connection, a lot of people coming over, a lot of fun. There wasn't a day that didn't go by where people used to visit. They were called neighbors. Remember them? There was a sense of internal abundance, even though there was external scarcity. And we've come a long way. There's been a huge paradigm shift, hasn't there? Boy, do we have the goods, don't we? You can shop yourself into a coma. There isn't a stinking thing you can't buy. You can have it brought over from Morocco. It can come from wherever. You can have it instantly if you want it. But we suffer from internal scarcity, don't we? We're desperately seeking to be nurtured. We walk around in our loneliness, suffering from a lot of depression, because we don't know how to access the truths, the simple truths that my grandparents had going for them. I didn't have to wait for a card to come in the mail to tell me that somebody loved me. My Aunt Ignacia would come up to me. She would squeeze my cheeks till they were bleeding and say, oh, Saporita. Now we go to the store, don't we? We don't have any time to see the people we love, so we buy them a card. Your cheeks are as white as the driven snow. Your head gives up. God gives off an amazing glow. And someday, somewhere, sometime, I may show. Love you, mother. It's kind of a sad thing that we've gotten into this place where we really do not understand the value of what life is all about. But I hope in the time we're together, maybe we can sort of resonate with some simple truths, some wisdom that we all have within us that really correlates to something interesting that's happening in the field of psychology. Dr. Martin Seligman is really looking at something called positive psychology. Truths we all know, inner strengths that we have, that we really don't pay attention to because we've gotten into a situation where we're always talking about it isn't enough, and we're always sort of looking at how we have become the victim. I didn't get that.